13 minutes away from 2 o'clock, we have two special guests in the studio with us. Ebony Bott, who is the executive producer of the Adelaide Cabaret Festival, which kicks off on this Friday. Really exciting couple of weeks coming up. And we've also got Libby O'Donovan with us, who's got a wonderful show on. She's going to do a little gig for us in a moment. First, though, can I come back to you, Ebony? What makes this festival so much... Why does the Adelaide Festival stand out, or the Adelaide Cabaret Festival stand out so much more than some of the other festivals around the world?
It's a good question, really, isn't it? Yeah, it's a great question, and it's something that Julia and I have spoken a lot about. Because as the custodians of it right now, you start to think, well, what is it, and what do we want to do with it? But I think that it's almost like it sits in this... It's quite bespoke in a way. So it's, if you think about a fringe festival, which is open access, anyone can put their show in, which is fantastic. And then you've got the Adelaide Festival, which is curating works from around the world, or the other major festivals doing similar things in other states. And then you've got this festival that is fully curated. So we ask people to put in their submissions, and our doors are open, but then we make the choices. But, you know, but it only serves one art form. So it's just cabaret. So it, of scale. So it's so unique in that way. And then the audience is so, it has this populist broad appeal, but it can also be something that's quite political on the other end of the spectrum and find other small niche audiences. So it's like this one art form does so many things for different audiences. And the fact that it's, still, most of the time, you know, obviously we've talked about us being at the Theverton, we try and keep it, you know, within close proximity so that people can come and see two shows in a night, then go into a late night club. And this year we've got a, we're making sure there's a DJ until 2 a.m, you know, so people can keep dancing. So we're just trying to, I think the festival just sort of inhabits its own little, you know, genre of itself.
Let's also talk about the news came out yesterday. Frank Ford sadly passed away last year. Now, he was an absolutely founding father of all things to do with festivals and music and entertainment in South Australia. How are you commemorating him in this year's festival?
It's a big thing to not have Frank around for this festival. Yeah. On the opening night, this Friday night at the Theverton Theatre, we'll be lighting Frank's light on stage. It's part of the reason that we wanted Meow Meow as part of our opening event was because she presented Frank the Icon Award, his Icon Award, a few years ago. So she's coming, helping us pay tribute to Frank at that event. And then that light will come back to the Adelaide Festival Centre for the next 16 nights following that.
Oh, fabulous.
And yeah, so he will be part of that event. And we have an exhibition about Frank in the festival.
That's wonderful.
Frank was known for wearing a velvet coat every night. We'll have one of his velvet coats
lovely,
on display.
Lovely, yeah. Lovely. Libby, you knew Frank.
Yeah.
You knew him well. How did you meet?
We met years ago when I was still studying at the Elder Conservatorium here in Adelaide. I mean, he's just always a face that has seen so much live music and live performance for years and years in Adelaide. So I think he was popping up at different events that I was singing at while I was still studying at university, so many years ago. And he was just always so incredibly encouraging. He loved anything that was different, new, you know, trying, breaking the rules a bit, stretching the boundaries.
Push the envelope, wasn't
That's
he?
Right. Yeah. And I think that before cabaret was really around in Adelaide, I mean, now Adelaide is known as the cabaret centre of the world, I would say, even though we do have Berlin and New York, but performers from all over the world want to perform at this cabaret festival because it is so highly regarded. And, you know, much thanks to Frank sort of building that. But he was always into that whole difference and pushing the boundaries like that. So I had a great relationship with him because he was so encouraging as well, always there at gigs, always encouraging all the different cabaret shows that I've been involved in, and just such an incredibly lovely and superbly generous man. Absolutely.
He was just a nice bloke, wasn't he?
Absolutely.
A really nice bloke. His memory will live on and it'll be greatly applauded, I'm sure, on the opening night on Friday night. Now, I've got a nice email here from Father Joan, one of our regular listeners. She says, "Hi, Alan. I've just bought the last ticket available for Libby's show on Monday.
Oh.
Sunday is booked out too."
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is that Joan Claringbold?
So thanks for the reminder, Joan says.
Must be her.
So there you go. Doing well.
How fabulous.
You're going to give us a little taste today. What have you got for us?
Oh, well, look, all of the songs that we do are done on with piano and guitar. We've got a whole band coming, and I'm a piano player, so I've brought along
So you've brought your guitar.
I've brought along my third best instrument, because my second best, of course, is the recorder. But my third best instrument is the guitar. So I've brought along a little quarter-size guitar here, but it looks normal on me. And I'm going to do, this really surprised me, I'm just going to do a snippet of this.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
song was the number one, the first ever pop song by a female artist in all of Australia of all time. This is going to blow your socks off because it's a pop song. It's
right.
out of control,
okay.
raucous and wild. Nolene Battley and it sang this, and it is out of control. It's not, actually. It is the sweetest little song
builder.
You've ever heard.
What a builder.
It's
Here we
the
go.
Sweetest song. It's okay. called Barefoot Boy.
Barefoot Boy.
Barefoot Boy, sitting by the roadside. Barefoot Boy, when you say hello, with eyes that smile and lips that bring forth laughter. Barefoot Boy, I love you so. Barefoot Boy, I love you, Barefoot Boy, I love you so. Oompa-dee-doo, ba-oompa-doo-dee-doo-da, oompa-dee-doo, until the end of time. Barefoot Boy, don't have a penny. Barefoot Boy, don't have a dime. He doesn't have a pair of shoes to walk on. Still, he has a lot of time. Barefoot Boy, I love you, Barefoot Boy, I love you so. Oompa-dee-doo, ba-oompa-doo-dee-doo-da, oompa-dee-doo, until the end of time.
Lovely.
First ever Australian pop song by a female artist. Can you believe it? Raucous.
I'm
just going to jump in.
Raucous, yes.
I'm just going to jump into saying when I get back to the office, I'm really just going to make sure we haven't got any tickets up our sleeves for the show, because there might be a few that we can release today, just in case anyone wants
All right,
to come and
okay.
hear
yeah.
Exciting.
Exciting stuff. That's lovely. That was lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, but hairs on the back of my neck were standing up during
so
that.
Beautiful.
Yeah, lovely. Well done.
Thank you.
Hey, listen, we've just got a couple of minutes left. Let's just mention the class of cabaret program. Mm. This has been going for a decade now.
Yeah.
And just continues to get bigger and bigger.
Mm.
What is it? How does it work?
It's something so unique in Australia, where there are 22 students who audition, and if they get selected, they get to do the class of cabaret as part of their SAY certificate. So they spend an entire term working with different with Amelia, Ryan and Michael Griffiths and a vocal coach, and then they perform during the festival. And what that means is that they're learning about what cabaret is, which is amazing. When I spoke to them on their first day, And I said to them that, you know, that Julie and I had spent a lot of time talking about what cabaret is, they turned around and went, well, what is it?
Mm.
So it's this whole generation of performers who are coming through, who are learning about storytelling and learning about the role of improvisation in cabaret, and the connection to the audience and the breaking of the fourth wall. And some of them will go on to be performers and some of them won't, but they'll be part of the world. But this experience for them as emerging artists is amazing to see, you know, the skills they have and the talent they have, and then how that is the discipline that comes into it by working with the tutors. The show is going to be beautiful. Yeah,
and it's just another example of how much the Cabaret Festival connects with the audience out there, not just in Adelaide, but all of Australia. Listen, thank you so much for coming in, ladies. Ebony Bott, who is the executive producer, and also Libby O'Donovan. Have a wonderful show. Break a leg, all of you.
Thank you.
And look forward to catching you up as the festival continues.
Thanks all right. so much.
Thanks for coming
us.
In. And remember, the full lineup and tickets you can purchase through Adelaide Cabaret Festival. That's all one word, adelaidecabaretfestival.com.au.
G'day, it's Rory Laird from Medimart.